Thousands of migrants started walking to Vienna to try to make their way onto Germany after Austrian officials cut back on the number of trains coming from the border with Hungary. Eventually, authorities there provided buses for the migrants.
And while Europe tries to figure out who is going where, there have been calls for the rest of the world to do more. And now the U.S. is stepping in. President Obama has told his administration to take in at least 10,000 displaced Syrians in the next year. So far this year, the U.S. has only accepted about 1,500 refugees fleeing the civil war in Syria. Paul O'Brien is Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for Oxfam America, and he joins us now from Washington. Paul, welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
So you tweeted yesterday that if the United States took in as many Syrians as Lebanon already has per capita, then that would mean that the U.S. would accept every Syrian three times over. So what is your response to the fact that President Obama said yes to 10,000 of them?
Well, it's one of cautious optimism that we are beginning to get serious about doing our part. But I'm also really concerned that we have to put this in context. 10,000 is nowhere near enough to make a serious contribution to helping to relieve some of the pressure that's on the region and now on the wider European context.
So make your argument about why you think the United States should welcome more of these refugees.
Let's start at the center of the problem. We now have more refugees in the world than we've had since the Second World War, 51 million. The epicenter of the refugee challenge is Syria. There's more than 4 million registered Syrian refugees. They have a tragic choice to make now if they're living in Jordan or Lebanon, or maybe they're still in Syria trying to make a decision. And we're working with about 1.6 million of them as Oxfam. Here's their choice. Do I take the risk of being locked into a container? Do I put my child on a boat with an uncertain chance of their survival? And they're seeing the news stories too. Do I start a very long walk? Do I stay in the refugee camp? Do I try to go back to Syria? Or do I apply to be resettled in a third country? And that's the last category is the option that the United States has offered to provide support in. Traditionally, the United States takes about half of all UNHCRs, that's the UN High Commission for Refugees, refugees globally.
Half, traditionally.
We take about half. These are folks that are refugees. They've already been processed as refugees. They're either in a home in Lebanon, where one in every four people is a Syrian, or they're in a camp maybe in Jordan or Turkey. And so they're different than folks who have chosen to put their life in the hands of smugglers and others. Here's the number I think we should be talking about. I mean, and a little more context. Ireland, country of 3 million, has offered to take 5,000 people who've come from Europe. Sweden, we think, has taken about 80,000 people. Oxfam thinks that if we just kept up with our average of taking half of the resettlement refugees, we'd be taking about 70,000. So 10,000 is a start, but it's a long way from being a really relieving some of the pressure.
So, but what's your response then to the many people out there who might say, yes, point taken, this is a humanitarian crisis, but as you're already saying, the United States has done its part in the past, but, you know, perhaps there isn't necessarily the need for the U.S. to take dramatically more or orders of magnitude more Syrians in.
Well, when I say the past, I don't mean the recent past. We've made a lot of political commitments to taking Syrian refugees, but we've actually taken less than 2,000. We've taken about 1,500 so far. So statements have been made before. We haven't responded to the current crisis. President Obama has to not just announce the kinds of numbers that will bring people to the United States and give them a chance of a new life. He has to convey the political will to do it urgently, or the screening will never stop, and we won't actually do anything to help.
Paul O'Brien is Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for Oxfam America. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.